This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to US President Joe Biden and discussed regional and global issues, including the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the US President. The Prime Minister conveyed his appreciation for President Biden's deep commitment towards the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership, which is based on shared values of democracy, rule of law, and strong people-to-people ties. Both leaders reviewed the significant progress in bilateral relations and highlighted that India-US partnership is aimed at benefiting the people of both countries as well as the entire humanity. Mr. Modi and President Biden also had a detailed exchange of views on a number of issues. While discussing the situation in Ukraine, Mr. Modi briefed President Biden on his recent visit to the Ukraine. He reiterated India's consistent position in favor of dialogue and diplomacy and expressed full support for early return of peace and stability. The two leaders expressed their shared concern over the situation in Bangladesh. They emphasized restoration of law and order and ensuring safety and security of the minorities, particularly Hindus in Bangladesh. They also reiterated their commitment to further strengthen the cooperation in multilateral fora, including the Quad. The second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable was held in Singapore yesterday. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR, which include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwini Vaishnaw, and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. During the meeting, the leaders emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. The leaders also discussed plans for commemorating the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries, alongside regional and global cooperation, including ASEAN and G20 developments. They noted that the discussions during the first round of ISMR have resulted in successful conclusion of MOUs on healthcare, education, skill development, digital cooperation and semiconductor ecosystem cooperation. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang in the Union Territory of Ladakh. The Home Ministry has asked the Ladakh administration to form a committee to assess various aspects related to the formation of a new districts, such as headquarters, boundaries, structure, creation of posts, or any other aspect related to the formation of districts. The ministry has also asked them to submit its report within 3 months. The first meeting of the National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals is scheduled to be held today. Sources said that the meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be chaired by the Union Cabinet Secretary and the members of the task force include Union Home Secretary, Chairperson National Medical Commission, Surgeon Vice Admiral R. Sarin, Director AIIMS Dr. M. Srinivas, and former professor at the Department of Neurology, AIIMS, Dr. Padma Srivastava. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM leader Chantai Soren will join BJP on 30th of this month in Ranchi. An announcement in this regard was made in a social media post by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, who is also a BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge. Mr. Soren, along with Mr. Sarma, met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. Recently, Chantai Soren had accused the JMM leadership of insulting him. In Maharashtra, the committee investigating the recent incident of sexual harassment involving two minor girls at a private school in Ghatkopar of Thane district has submitted its preliminary report to the government. Speaking to reporters, School Education Minister Deepak Kesarkar stated that the observations from this report would be handed over to the investigating agencies. The US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 began in New York. Sumit Nagal will face Dutch player Talon Grigspor in the first round of men's singles today morning. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.